Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, it's your girl Cindy right here at Open Talk 2. Want to say good afternoon on this Wednesday. Ooh, it is nasty in H-Town, y'all. And you know what? On that note, I am pissed off. My boo, my baby daddy, Ice Cube, was here. He's promoting a celebrity basketball. So when I flipped the TV and I saw him here, I was like, wait a minute. Why didn't I get the memo? Because I would have been at that station trying to get ready to go home with him. You know, I am pissed because I did not get the memo. So, Ice Cube, next time you come to the H-Town, I got to see you, baby. I got to see you, Buster Boy. But, again, they're going to be doing a celebrity basketball tournament. I had to find a little bit more information about it. I'll Google it up in a little bit and kind of give y'all the information. But, with that being said, today on the show, got upcoming interview with actor, producer, director, got Justin Price, y'all. He gonna be rolling up in here, chopping it up with me, let me know about his new TV series, Kush. He's gonna give us a breakdown, how it was created by the creator, Sean Cairo, and how they pieced everything together. So, don't go nowhere. You hang with your girl Cindy right here at Open Talk 2. Gonna be dropping maybe an old school jam. And if y'all wanna be on the show, hit me up at opentalk2@yahoo.com. Hold on. Where is my... Oh, there you go. Hello, nowhere. Be right back.
Well, you're now tuning into the very best of yours truly, Jazzy Sizzle, and I'm hanging out with my girl at Open Talk 2. Cindy, what's happening, baby? Sizzle!
This is Victoria. This is Black T2. And we're kicking my girl Cindy. She always keep it 100.
Be on.
looking for life, baby. It's Southside. We on a mission, expedition navigators. That's how we be riding. Alligator suitcases, put it in your faces. And that's for real. Shining harder than the grid. It's the player of will. Down with the too low, youngster be a dub. So the word, I'm down with more thugs. More thugs in the bound. You know what's going down. Representing H-Town. I touch around my
soul. Wanna be a baller.
Steal my money after I've been like a brother to you? You want to be about that bad, huh? I tell you what, you keep this.
What's up, Justin? How are you?
Oh, I'm blessed. I'm excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
I'm glad you called me today. So tell the listeners a little bit about Justin. What inspired you to get into this industry?
You know, what's so great about this, and we're going to have, like, multiple, ways that we can kind of come to the end of something as people on our journeys. But what was so great about, I'm from Georgia originally, right?
Okay.
What's great about the path I'm on is I wanted to do something, I didn't know what it was. I just wanted to be expressive because I was always sort of odd at school, sort of stuck out a little bit.
Okay.
You know, everybody was kind of, anytime you're different, people just don't understand how to consume it. Like, okay, what does that mean? You know, everyone wants to label you. What does that mean? Why are you in spike suits? In class, right?
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't make any sense.
Right.
Stand out of line in church. People got to ask questions. What's going on in here? So what happened was I just really fell in love with the art at a young age and started performing at church plays and just wherever I could. Living rooms for my friends, my mom's friends.
Really?
Supposed to be in the bed.
Really?
Just bring me out to entertain the company. You know, come on out here and entertain these people.
Okay.
And, so it just kind of grew in me. And I just always wanted to do something and just express myself. And so I think it sort of just started there. And then as we get older, you start figuring out there's a language to this. There's a business side. There's sort of a film language where you have to be creative. There's a vocal language. There's a body language. There's so many things that come into it.
Right.
Like a mosaic that just makes it pop. So you realize it's so much more. It's like a painter now, and your body's the instrument. So that's sort of how I got the bug, and then from there I just moved to L.A.
So let me ask you, do you remember your first audition?
My first audition, and this was so weird too, my first audition was for a rapper.
Oh, God.
I went to L.A., I went out to be a rapper, and then at this time, everyone, this is like 2008, 2009,
mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm really young, and I'm out there, and I'm thinking, all right, this is Hollywood, you gotta make it, and I'm getting sent out for Gangsta Thug, Rapper number 5, Gangsta number 6, Pimp number 5, you know,
Lord.
It was the same role over and over and over again, but I look like none of those as far as the stereotype.
Okay.
I had none of, tattoos on my neck.
Okay.
I have like numbers on my eye.
Oh. Oh my goodness.
So I was trying to like audition for these things. I actually landed one role, which is really weird. And that the first thing I auditioned for, I landed as a rapper. And then in the movie, I was, I think they cast the wrong guy because I was supposed to be very thuggish and sort of like mean and angry. And I was just kind of funny and sort of trying to actually act.
You seem bubbly and funny.
Mm-hmm.
You think?
Well, I was just, it's sort of like in the role, I have to sort of take on the characters, right? So
mm-hmm.
I can't just, you don't want to do like a caricature of something. I think that's also what it would lead. So it was more like, if you can't be serious and sort of like beat your wife angry, then we want you to be funny and sort of like the slapstick comedic relief.
Oh.
You know what I mean? So there were those two extremes.
Okay.
When you first got out, as far as when I was first auditioning, that was the extreme. Like, can you be funny? Can you make that ha ha ha? Or can you do this? I was like, you know what? Maybe we should have a character arc. Let's work on how
mm-hmm.
each of these things can kind of be implemented into the story. What are we trying to say in the story?
Right.
So that, led me to go, let me pick up my own camera. Because mm-hmm. I don't think people are seeing us being me. They're not seeing my community. So
right.
How can we get back on message?
Right. Well, let me ask you, what actors or actresses have have you not worked with that you would love to work with if you had the opportunity?
I love Daniel Day-Lewis, Gary Oldman. I love to work with, you know, just some just great titans, James Cameron, Nolan, Samuel Jackson, Lacey.
I would love to do something with Samuel Jackson. He is a character.
Love it. I just want to work with him because he has so much experience. I think for the most part, it's more so about the experience and knowledge, and that's what we used to do. We used to pass that on.
Mm-hmm.
Like people who've been in the game 30 years.
Right.
That's stuff he knows I couldn't even imagine. Like he probably just dropped something that to him was very simple.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, you know, like, hey, don't look at the camera when you do that line. If you look off camera, it actually will make it seem like you're more connected. And he's like, whoa, I never thought about that. Thanks, Sam. You know, it's just stuff like that, like passing on these little tidbits of information. Like, no matter what you do here, they're going to cut it. So just say the monologue three times and let it, you know, let it breathe, let the scene breathe.
Okay.
It's stuff that you as a young actor or as a young filmmaker, you're not really in tune with because that's 30-plus years of experience and over, whatever, 100 movies and $7 billion worth of knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell me about this new series that's coming up, Kush. I want to know all about it.
Oh, my gosh. So excited. First off, Sean, Cairo, Shakir Entertainment. It's just, I mean, you know, it's a blessing. And when he first signed me, I knew that we were going to do something great. And he came to me with this show, and I immediately was on board. I mean, he was talking about representing the LGBTQ community, and it was just, I don't know, it was just amazing. So the show is a coming-of-age ensemble music drama based in New York.
Okay.
And it's about these characters. He's the lead guy, and he essentially wants to sort of change his narrative of where he's from in the boroughs, and he, this music label, he wants to just kind of create this sort of bed where all artists can come together. And he's just caught in the streets with this gang, and it's about, you know, we're taking what's happening now, and I compare it to what happened in, you know, the 70s and 80s with the infusion of crack cocaine into the streets, how that was sort of the government, you know, like there's a lot of theories about it, but sort of how it was keeping the community down, like the implementation of it, keeping the minority community down and sort of keeping Black Wall Street from building up. You know, there's so much they can go into on that.
Right.
Now we're at a stage where cannabis is legalized, but there's sort of this, we're in a moving history. You see what I mean? So, like, in the future, people are going to talk about this time period. Like, man, you remember when they legalized marijuana?
Absolutely.
What they did to, like, so that's what we're doing. We're exploring it right now. We're exploring what it was like. We're exploring these characters and how they're going to sort of justify, you know, it's just interesting. You're talking about a time period where people were told something was bad. They spent years in prison incarcerated, and now they're told it's not bad.
That's right.
And it's just like the whole stigma, like everything is completely eradicated, like overnight. Like, you know what? No, it's okay now. And we're talking families being disenfranchised. We're talking about people being separated. And so we're literally doing a show where not only do you have that as our subtext, but we have, you know, people using their talents to sort of break free of what, you know, their narratives of being impoverished and how you want to sort of spread your community out. And we also are trying to ensure that the LGBTQ community is not represented in the sort of way where you sort of lack masculinity.
Or
like you have to give up something in order to be considered, you know, A or B.
Right.
And so we're sort of showing these rappers and dancers and light that doesn't just say, you know, oh, of course, you know, look at how he walks. So clearly he's gay. That must be it. Oh, the rapper is only singing, or he's doing sort of, you know what I mean? Sort of void of human characteristics that makes us, quote unquote, man or woman or whatever it may be. So I think it's very important that for this time frame we set a show that represents sort of the mosaic that we're becoming. So that's what Kush is about. And Danny Rose is on board, executive producer of Scorpion, Scrubs, Cougar Town.
So when hopefully it'll be the series will be dropping next year, summer. Maybe.
Yeah, next year, 2019.
Okay.
So what we have to do now is we're in the development stage and you shoot the pilot.
Okay.
And you sort of iron out how you want the characters to be, so that it's a great representation, because you got to, you know, we have to find the chi.
Okay.
We have to make sure that the lead characters, the guy that we're, and this is what people, you have to think about 5 years, you know, 100 episodes. You got to think about how this story is going to unfold over that time frame. So you can't just, you know, just put something out and make sure it's there. So we're there now developing, me and Sean.
I'm excited.
For y'all. Oh, we're just so excited.
I know. I bet you are. Well, let me ask you this. For any upcoming actress or actor that's trying to get out there, you know, it's like a lot of young folks reach out to me on my show, and they, you know, they look up on y'all interviews for inspiration. What words of wisdom would you share?
You know, I would say this, and this is crazy because it's difficult because on one hand, there's a lot of things you can look up,
mm-hmm.
and it tells you, like, you know, get this kind of book. Read this book. Be inspired by that artist who went to UCLA or USC and he wrote a thesis film and now he's doing studio films. Or be inspired by Tyler who did this and, you know, he wrote his own plays. And I would say this. Everyone has their own journey.
Right.
But what I would recommend is looking at the blueprint of it all.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what story you're following or what artist you're favoriting, they all had something in common. They had a passion. And they executed something that would elocute what they wanted to say as artists. And whether that means if you want to speak about, like, for this show, Kush, we want to represent not only the minority community, because, you know, we have Hispanics, we have Asians, we have, you know, the African-American.
Mm-hmm.
We want to represent the LGBTQ. We want to represent, you know, all phases of aspects of our society, and we want to say something.
Right.
And now, just with that energy, Danny Rose is on board, Sean had the idea. Everyone's on board, and it's blessed to the point where now we're moving forward. And it had nothing to do with we wrote such a phenomenal outline, even though that was the case. You know, it had to be a great treatment, but that wasn't the initial reason. Like, we didn't sit down and think.
Now, if you need a bodyguard, I'm a big girl, so I can, hey, I'll protect you.
You know what? I'm actually down with that. I
didn't
fight at all.
That's funny. I'm just kidding. But I am so excited for the new show. And again, I thank you so much. I appreciate you so much for taking the time to call me today on the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you for talking about Kush. It's amazing. And we'll be talking more in the future.
We will. And I'll put my application in for your bodyguard and slide it to Sean.
Rock and roll.
That's right. All right, again, that was Justin Price talking about his upcoming show. You know what? This guy is very, very, very talented. So y'all definitely keep your eyes on him. He's definitely going to be out there. He is definitely going to make some moves. So with that being said, don't sleep on him. Y'all follow him. Go to his the IMDb and check out his link bio. And also, y'all want to hear a replay of the show? Remember, we have several outlets. I have TuneIn. I'm at Spreaker. I'm at, where am I else? I'm a little different everywhere. I'm at TuneIn. I'm at iTunes. So it's just a lot of places that you can actually pick up the interviews, and we'll be on YouTube as well. So, again, if y'all want to be on the show, you want to be a part of the show, you want to have something inspirational to talk about, hit me up at opentalk2@yahoo.com. And remember, you know, getting in this industry, acting and modeling and, you know, these actors and actresses, it's kind of difficult. So this is why we reach out and get these celebrities to come out and give you their insight on how to get their shows and, you know, the inspiration, motivations out there. So, but all right, y'all, enough of me zipper-zapping. Drop in the best of South D, and I'm up out of here.
The love of my life, from the cradle to the grave, I'ma make you my wife. Put my pillars on the page, say whatever I like. Hip hop, you the love of my life. Hip hop, you the love of my life. From the cradle to the grave, I'ma make you my wife. Put my pillars on the page, say whatever I like.
Hip hop, you the love of my life. We back up in it, the track so terrific. And you got the lovers for how we can rip it. Cause us, us been chosen for show, we prolific. Stop these three brothers, all three we gifted. No one can ever split us and rip us apart either. Delivered the rock, we just the voice of our people. We stop deep on a whole nother mission. What the game been missing is a new rendition of the old school, new school rap coalition. You are hereby invited, focus, pay attention. Any track, any place, anytime, I'm there. Pin and pad, play the track, turn me up real clear. Blasted it in my ear, what creatively enables me to find the rhythm so you critics can't label me an MC that's pitiful. Each song is lyrical, each verse is critical. Point blank, a miracle.
Hip hop, you the love of my life. From the cradle to the grave, I'ma make you my wife. Pull my pillars on the page, say whatever I like. Hip hop, you the love of my life. Hip hop, you the love of my life. From the cradle to the grave, I'ma make you my wife. Pull my pillars on the page, say whatever I like. Hip hop, you the love of my life.
Hip hop, you a drug in my blood. Got a pen and pad, keep a nigga fucked up. Met in 96 right away, I fell in love. Every time I hear your voice, girl, I gotta get it up. Tell me who was fake, who was real from the start. T-bad for the group, let that nigga move on. I ain't about to argue with no nigga that's grown. I could do that with my lady when the nigga reach home. No, I put it down, never have a weak song. And I always love my dogs, even though they dead wrong. Started out with four, and we ended up with five. Now we back down to three, but we on the same vibe. Niggas came and went, that was cooler than a bitch. If I wear a size 12, I can't make a 9 fit. Some people do, end up paying up their shoes. Many problems in the group, and I still pull through.
Hip hop, you the love of my life. From the cradle to the grave, I'ma make you my wife. Pull my pillars on the page, say whatever I like. Hip hop, you the love of my life. Hip hop, you the love of my life. From the cradle to the grave, I'ma make you my wife. Pull my pillars on the page, say whatever I like. Hip hop, you the love of my life.
I can tell you.
Hip hop, you the love of my life.
Break the mic when I step up in his booth. Thought I was one dimensional with Jay, just the truth. And still in my youth, had the juice to produce. My mama's on the loose, yes, it came from my roots. I hooped and I shoot, wrote rhymes for a reason. The neighborhood demons try to touch us every season. Back in the cut, demons say the boys will never make it. Second album jamming, now the boys trying to taste it. My heart keep on racing, goosebumps in my skin. Waiting for this label for some extra dividends. Ain't trying to make no friends, need revenge on these busters. Thought we once succeed, trying to crush a nigga dreams. Well, I'm back up on the scene, doing good at my profession. Natural born, get to thank the Lord for every blessing. I strive to perfection every line that I drop. How the hell you gonna tell me I don't love hip hop? Really?
Hip hop, you the love of my life. From the cradle to the grave, I'ma make you my wife. Put my pillars on the page, say whatever I like. Hip hop, you the love of my life. Hip hop, you the love of my life. From the cradle to the grave, I'ma make you my wife. Put my pillars on the page, say whatever I like. Hip hop, you the love of my life. Hip hop, you the love of my life. From the cradle to the grave, I'ma make you my wife. Put my pillars on the page, say whatever I like. Hip hop, you the love of my life. Hip hop, you the love of my life. From the cradle to the grave, I'ma make you my wife. Put my pillars on the page, say whatever I like. Hip hop, you the love of my life. Hip hop, you the love of my life. From the cradle to the grave, I'ma make you my wife. Put my pillars on the page, say whatever I like. Hip hop, you the love of my life. Hip hop, you the love of my life. From the cradle to the grave, I'ma make you my wife. Put my pillars on the page, say whatever I like. Hip hop.
Yo, what's up? I'm Coolio with the flow. And you inside the box with my homegirl, Cindy, on Open Talk 2. Yo, get in the box with Cindy on Open Talk 2. I'm Coolio with the flow. Saka Zulu, man.
All right. Blast from the face.